Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like...
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome
life's the Sandman.
Over, Sandman.
Higher taxes are on the horizon. Over the last several years, we have all enjoyed one of the lowest and most friendly tax environments. Well, that's because of the tax cuts back in 2017. Ever hear that expression, all good things come to an end? Well, it's true, and these tax rates are going to go extinct in 2025. If you haven't taken full advantage of the tax rates available, then you might want to be looking at doing that now while you have 5 months left this year to do something about it. Keep it here today as I share ways to lock in low tax rates before they're gone. You'll only find it here on Protect Your Assets. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week right here on KNBR. And that's because I run a financial planning firm, tax practice, and am a partner in our law firm. So I don't know about you, but I can feel it in the air. Taxes are going up, and it's not a matter of if, but when. But what are you considered? Are you one of the wealthy just because we live here in California? Well, back in 2017, Congress passed the Jobs and Reconciliation Act. And you may recall that law went into effect in 2018. And since then, we have all enjoyed lower tax breaks. And don't I love the smell of low tax rates in the morning? All kidding aside, at the end of 25, these rates will go away. So it's critical that if you want to pay lower taxes in retirement, you only have a limited amount of time to do something about it. What do I mean? Well, capital gain taxes, ordinary income taxes, the deductions that you take, estate taxes. These are all going to change, and they're going up, in some cases, way up. And when these tax increases go into effect, it will probably be too late for you to do something about it. So if you want to pay lower taxes, then you must listen very carefully. Today, I will be discussing ways to lock in these low tax rates on things that you're going to rely on later before they're gone. Keep it right here for the entire show. Now, let's get started. Well, there is definitely a split developing in the market. Some people think this will continue to keep going up, and others are screaming loudly, caution. The Dow for the week was up 2.1%. Dow had the best week it's had in a long time. Year-to-date, it's up 6.3%. Not bad. S&P, not too much, up 0.7%. Year-to-date, we're still up over 18%. NASDAQ down this week a little bit. It's because the tech earnings we'll talk about in a minute. But year-to-date, still up 34.1%. The MSCI International Index down this week, 0.3%. Year-to-date, almost 12% up. 10-year Treasury, pretty much flat. Expecting the Fed next week. Oil, $76.91 a barrel. Had a decent week, up 2%. Year-to-date, still off a little over 4%. Bonds closing in at $98 for the week, up 0.1%. Year-to-date, up 2.5%. That's it. The Fed is going to be meeting this week. And I think they will raise rates 25 basis points. And then I don't think they're going to do anything to the end of the year. And, of course, I'll keep talking about the data as long as it remains Goldilocks. Now, what does that mean, Goldilocks? And this is a lot of the questions I've been getting. The vernacular on Wall Street has changed, and in some cases considerably. Consider this: from quantitative easing, Grexit, Operation Twist, Brexit, to all these new terms, hard landing, Goldilocks, soft landing, immaculate disinflation. So I wanted to provide this morning to you a glossary of sorts that identifies the important terms being used by financial media today and explain in plain English, hopefully, what it means to you and your investment. So if you don't mind, I would recommend you pull out a pen or a pencil or open up your laptop and type these down. Here's the first term, hard landing. What does that mean? Well, it means that the Fed hikes rates too high or keeps them high for too long, and they succeed in lowering inflation and increasing the unemployment rate by essentially causing a recession. So why do you care? Why does that matter? Well, if there is a hard landing, if the Fed rate hikes cause the contraction, also known as a recession, then they will have accomplished their goal. But they will also have damaged the economy, and this outcome would be negative for stocks, real estate, and corporate bonds. However, it would be positive for U.S. Treasuries. I'll get to this all in a minute, what it means in your portfolio. The second term you need to know is called a soft landing. What does that mean? Well, the Fed hikes rates, but not too much, nor for too long, and the reaction is inflation returns back to 2%, and the labor market normalizes. Economic growth slows down, but still remains slightly positive, and there is no recession. Now, this matters to you because this is powerful for stocks. And I would say that the reason why we've seen some of the most recent rally is as a direct result of what we've been seeing in that sort of vernacular. And so this hope for a soft landing is definitely one of the drivers of the market that we've seen here in the last few weeks. Now, what does the term mean, no landing? Because there's another new one. This just came up. What's no landing mean? Well, it means that economic growth doesn't slow. The Fed keeps rates high. The economy rolls on with good employment numbers, solid growth, and high rates. And if you want to compare that to anything of the past, think back to the mid-80s. Importantly, no landing does not go on forever. So this matters because near-term, stocks like it, they continue to go higher, but this is negative for bonds and real estate because those high rates keep the sales of homes and the cost of money still up there. The fourth term that you need to know about is this one called immaculate disinflation. Now, I've talked about that several times on the show. I figured I might as well describe it. Here's what this means. It means every time the Fed, or for that matter, any central bank around the world, has brought inflation down to its target, it's done so by causing what's known as an economic slowdown, and that means a recession. But there remains this hope, and this is hope, that one day an economic miracle, you should underline that term, miracle, will happen, and the central bank rate hikes will bring inflation back to target without causing a recession. This is a perfect scenario. Inflation goes down on its own and the Fed cuts rates to further support growth. This matters to you because that outcome is positive for stocks. And this is another sort of environment we've seen since early June. And although it's important to point out that this has never actually happened before, you never know, it's possible. So that's what that means. And then I said Goldilocks just a minute ago. What does that mean? That's term number five, also called Goldilocks. What this means is the economic data slows just enough to cause the Fed to stop hiking rates, but doesn't slow so much that we worry about a recession. And this environment is positive for stocks, bonds, and real estate. So with these terms in mind, what does this mean overall to the market? Well, you may remember last week I talked about the reasons why we might see any sort of a pullback in the market. And it was due, remember, to data. And one of the things I talked about was earnings. Remember, I said earnings last week were starting in full force and effect. And so we had a full week this week of earnings. And you heard from Netflix, Tesla, and TSM. And the market reacted as I said on Wednesday and Thursday. The market reminded all of us that stocks can go down when there are disappointing earnings. And particularly with Netflix and Tesla, which are big components of the tech sector, those stocks weighed heavily on the tech sector and pulled the market down lower on Wednesday and Thursday. And again, this was moderate, but overall, that's what ended up happening. And so as we continue to go through the heart of earnings season this coming week, this is coming up next week, pay attention to the commentary on pricing and the consumer demand for the products, because that's key. Because as inflation continues to come down, hopefully, so will many companies' margins and profits. And that's not something that's priced into stocks right now as they're trading at these multiples. So you just need to pay attention to that, because that's what's going to ultimately drive the return on your portfolio. Remember, the S&P right now is trading above 19 times 2024 earnings of $240 a share. And that is great momentum, but I don't think that's going to go on forever. And so we are doing what we call our third quarter trade right now. For those of you who are clients who are on my email, we did our State of the Union address on Tuesday, where I walk through a lot of what happened through the mid part of the year. And I also talked about where I thought things were going. And as a result of that, I talked about areas that we were going to be doing trades in. So we are taking profits in some of our things that are up. We're trimming the winners, if you will, and nibbling on some losers here in this third quarter. And just to give you some broad idea of what we're talking about, we're going back to neutral on the stock-bond split. What we saw happen is, because stocks have powered ahead through this sort of mini tech rally, we've seen stocks get ahead of the allocation. What do I mean? Let's say you have a 60-40 portfolio, 60 equity, 40 bonds. It could be 63-64% equity now with the remainder in bonds. That's called a pull ahead. And so just like you would trim a rose, we're going to trim some of those profits and put those into some other areas that we feel might do better as we go through this tougher period of time. So we're also moving an overweight to U.S. stocks. We're trimming tech in favor of broader growth exposure, adding mid caps. We still like cyclicals, defensive, value. And we also like more of a growth bias as well. Just remember, when you're looking at the growth versus value tilt. International markets, we're still enjoying international markets, particularly the value sector, but we are going to start reducing our emerging markets. And that's because of the weak earnings revisions that I just talked about. In terms of bonds, bonds are going to be key as part of your longer term return. And so we still like the barbell approach. This is where you have short term and mid to longer term yields in your portfolio, as opposed to stacking everything in the center. And we are adding tips and reducing, say, the high yield. If you have any high yield in your portfolio, I might suggest you change that and look to the higher credit, still very compelling yields that are out there. So again, it's just taking a look at where you are and how things have performed, and then making an action in the portfolio. Now, if you like paying more taxes, then now's the time to turn off the show. But if you want to pay less taxes and figure out how to do that, then when we come back, I'm going to uncover ways to lock in these lower tax rates right now on your investments before it's too late. You are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as The Sandman, and you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. And I got to tell you, this is a big one. Over the last several years, we have all enjoyed one of the lowest and most friendly tax environments. And this is because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the TCJA, also known as, of 2017. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. And that's a fact in 2025. So the TCJA, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, lowered all individual tax rates by restructuring the tax brackets and doubling, almost doubling, the standard deduction for everyone. As you may recall, that standard deduction went from $13,000 to $24,000. It also decoupled the income threshold for capital gain taxes from ordinary income tax brackets to benefit higher income taxpayers. And it effectively doubled the lifetime gift amount that you could do on an estate tax from $5.5 million to currently it's sitting at $12.92 million per individual. Now, all these non-permanent changes are set currently to expire on December 31st of 2025. And if you think about it, what does that mean? Well, it means whatever happened throughout 25 is going to come to roost when you go to file in 26, because on January 1st of 26, this law is gone. So in essence, you need to start thinking about this now, because you only have a few more months left for this year. We have all of next year, and that's it. So if you're going to be planning for your retirement, you want income, say, for the next 10, 15, 20 years of your retirement, now is the time to do something about it. So how exactly might this change impact the amount of money you have to spend each and every month as you live through your retirement? Well, here's what you need to do and know right now. First and foremost, this is the big one, I think. The biggest one out there is this estate and gift tax consideration. Here's what I mean by that. As of 2023, each individual can transfer up to $12.92 million, and a married couple can transfer a total of up to $25.84 million during your life or as part of your estate. Now, you can do this. You can transfer this to your kids without triggering federal gift taxes or estate taxes. You just have to do it correctly. Now, if no legislative action occurs, that high exemption is going to be cut in half starting in 26. It will go back to what it was. Now, currently, that should be around a little over $6 million. So as a result, if your taxable estate, and this means everything, you take the value of your house, and yes, you may want to look at it when it was, you know, 4 or 6 months ago when the market was a little higher on your house, depending on where you live, the value of that house, what was that total value? Also, you know, your 401k, any sort of stock options you have, life insurance, depending on how that was structured. Some life insurance can be taxable to your estate. Some can be tax-free. I'll talk about that a little bit here in a minute. But these are some ideas about how you can, say, take that money currently while you're still alive and transfer this and take advantage of these incredible tax rates that exist right now. So you may want to write these down. Here's the first idea for you to help your family out right now with this tax rate going forward. First would be to take advantage of these annual cash gifts. So many people don't even know about this or take advantage of it. And particularly if you have an estate where you're not going to spend all the money during your lifetime, you may want to look at this. Here's the rule. Right now, you are allowed, each individual is allowed, to gift up to $17,000. That's right, $17,000 per year. If you're a couple filing jointly, that doubles to $34,000. Here's the key, as many individuals as you wish. You heard me right. These annual gifts are not subject to taxes, and they don't count against that lifetime exemption I just mentioned, the $12.92 million. If you have a large extended family, this can offer an easy way to transfer considerable wealth now to your family. In fact, I have many conversations with clients where they have brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, even children, where they want to see the kids or the grandkids enjoy the money now while they're alive, as opposed to when they're gone. And they know they get the money, of course, through their trust, but they don't get to see them enjoy it. So many families give these gifts now. Could be for a birthday, could be for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, yes. But they give it while they're alive, and then they can see the people enjoy it. And so you can do that. And again, to anyone you want, it doesn't have to be family. And 17,000 times as many people as you may want to give this away can add up pretty quickly. And think about it. If you don't do that, where is it going to go? It's going to go to the government. So what would you rather do? That's first. This one is one of my favorites. Another one, and particularly in my case, I really do believe in education. I know for a fact there's two things that dramatically affected my life. One was my mom. My mom was there. She was a great mom, and she made sure I showed up on time and I did certain things that create positive impact. But the second thing that greatly improved my life was education. And education got me to where I am today. And without the University of California and without the law school that I went to, I wouldn't be here. So the fact is, education is awesome. And I highly believe in creating educational foundations for your family. So one of the best ways to do it, which is easy, which you don't necessarily need an attorney to do and create all these crazy trusts, is you could create a 529 accelerated family college program. And that also includes high school now. Most people I talk to don't know anything about this, so listen up. Current tax law allows you to accelerate 5 years of gifts to educational accounts like the 529 for your children or your grandchildren. This also can include friends and relatives if you feel people deserve that and you want to help them out. This means the following. You can gift right now up to $85,000. You heard me right. You can put $85,000 into one of these accounts. If you're a married couple, double that, $170,000. You drop that into a 529 account. Now, if you want to educate your family for multiple generations, this is where this becomes seriously a no-brainer. If you pick a good 529 family of funds, you let those funds grow tax-free. You heard me right. They're going to grow and compound tax-free for as long as that money is allowed to run. You can create a pretty good size account over time where that money can be used for educational expenses. They must be qualified educational expenses. Again, we could educate you on what that means. And this can even include high school. All the while, this helps reduce your taxable estate. Once more, you don't need to create any sort of a trust to accomplish this objective. All you have to do is open up an account and deposit this money. And of course, you want to track it and do it correctly. But by using this strategy, you can create a legacy of capital that's all tax-free to educate your family. Think about the power of that. So please don't miss out on this one. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you are in this sort of position and you want to help longer term your family, this is one of the best ways to do it. And most people don't know how. Now, remember, on our staff, we have CPAs, we have attorneys, we have certified financial planners. We all work together as a team to help you figure out how to do this, because this stuff becomes complicated pretty fast. Give me a call right now and let me help you figure out how you can benefit your family and do this for yourself. The number to call right now to get a complimentary 529 accelerated gift program is the following: 866-776-8328. Again, protect your family, protect your money from taxes. It's as easy as picking up the phone, calling Cam or Adrian right now. They're sitting there at the phone on a Saturday right now. I want to talk to you. 866-PROTECT is the number to call to get yours right now. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say there's nothing you can do about paying higher taxes later in retirement. Oh, really? What do you say? We'll find out. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. And I don't know about you, but I can certainly feel it in the air. Tax increases are coming, and it's not a matter of if, but when. Over the last several years, we have all enjoyed one of the lowest and most friendly tax environments of all time, and this is because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. But as they say, all good things must come to an end, and in 2025, kiss these tax rates goodbye. So if you haven't taken full advantage of the Trump tax rates, then you might want to be looking to do it now while supplies last. Stick with me as we continue this show and talk more about lower tax rates. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so this is one of my favorites. While it's true that tax rates are going up, here's what they say. They say that tax rates are going up and there's nothing you can do about it. Is that true? No, it's not. It is true that income tax brackets and rates are slated to go back to what they were pre-TCJA. And remember what that stands for, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. When that law evaporates, tax rates will go up. For instance, the top tax bracket will increase from 37%, it's going back up to 39.6%, and the standard deduction will essentially get cut in half and will go back to $12,000 per individual. So you could explore opportunities to do things now and accelerate income where it's possible over this year, which is not over yet. You still have about, 4.5 months to go. And then you have all of next year, because remember, in 25, when the law sunsets, you'll pay taxes on that in 26. So you really have about a year and a few months left to do something about that. And that's why I'm really encouraging you this morning to plan now. What are some things you can do right now to pay less taxes later in retirement when taxes go up? Well, here's one of the best ones I think you can take a look at. You can convert your 401k or your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. That's right. Even though you may make a certain amount of money and you thought you weren't eligible to start or contribute to a Roth IRA, that's not true. Your required minimum distribution, your RMD, remember, that's going to start at age 73. And that money that's going to come out of that 401k or that IRA at age 73 will be taxed as ordinary income. And if you take it before 59 and a half, you also pay, in addition to that, a 10% penalty unless you use another way to do that, which I don't have time to talk about. But we can show you how to do that if you want to do it. Anyway, Roth IRAs have no RMDs. You heard me right. They have no required minimum distribution. And all the growth on that money comes out tax-free. So what I'm encouraging you to take a look at is converting your traditional IRA or your 401k to a Roth IRA before the end of 24. Why? Well, because you pay the income tax liability now. This could be at a lower tax rate than it would be later. Rather than taking that distribution, say, when you're 73 or older and having to pay the higher tax rate at that time. Now, you may have no idea what that looks like, and that's why I highly recommend you get with us and do a tax planning analysis. This is a simulation where we simulate what it could look like years from now, and then you compare the after-tax number against what you could do by being proactive with this. And again, the numbers are the numbers and they don't lie. And so if you've got a better total return by using the tax brackets in your favor that you're not using right now, guess what? It's pretty easy to make a decision. So I highly encourage you to get with a planner or a group that has the sort of software and technology and brain power that a group like ours does, with a CPA, an attorney, and a certified financial planner. That way you can look at the numbers and make sound, intelligent decisions. Another area to consider to lower future taxes are the following. Right now, and I talked about this at the beginning of the show, harvesting capital gains. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say right now, like most people, you were invested in the S&P 500. Maybe you have a 60-40 allocation between stocks and bonds. The S&P 500 consisted of six stocks that did extremely well this first half of the year. That has driven the value of the S&P 500 to a pretty nice number. What I talked about this morning was pulling off some of the profit from the stocks, because most likely it's gotten ahead of your bond exposure, and starting to create more of a barbell approach when it comes to bonds. Like what? Well, going longer term on your treasuries. There is something out there called TLT. You may want to check that out. That has a 20-year plus maturity on treasuries. I like that a lot right now because of the economic conditions that are setting up. Again, I talked about that during the market segment. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on our podcast. I'm also right now recommending trimming high yield. Why? Because the default risk is coming. You're going to hear more about this. What does that mean? As rates stay higher, corporations that have borrowed capital, have done commercial building or lending, these loans are coming due. And as they come due over the next couple years, guess what? The rates that they locked them in years ago are going to be what? Higher. That's right. They're going to be higher and they're going to be more difficult to pay back, particularly as earnings start to slow down because, again, of the economic factors I talked about at the top of the hour. When those events occur, it's kind of like a tsunami. You've got this much bigger giant wave that there's nothing you can do about it, and it's too late because now you're getting crushed by it. So you heard the top of the show, the orange crush, it's coming. If you want to avoid that, now is the time to take advantage of these different bond areas in your portfolio that maybe you haven't even thought about or looked at. And so another area that I like, why I like harvesting capital gains right now, is if you think that capital gains tax rates in the future will be higher, then you may want to consider selling some of this highly appreciated securities now prior to the expiration of the TCJA. And these sales will produce a taxable gain. It may be less than it would be in the future if not only the price of that stock has come down now, but now also you're paying higher taxes because the rates went up. Now, the other thing you need to consider as you think about harvesting capital gains as the wash sale rules. Those wash sale rules only apply to harvesting losses, not gains. I don't know if you knew that. So you could then turn around and repurchase the same security, if you still loved it, at a stepped up cost basis. And this will help reduce future recognized gains when you need to sell off those positions in the future to, say, pay your monthly living expenses. So that's another reason why I'm recommending that you take a look right now. This is right now, not at the end of the year, at harvesting capital gains, because as I talked about, we are doing our third quarter trades right now. So this is the time to be thinking about this stuff. Now, you also don't have to be wealthy to realize a capital gain. My daughter, who loves technology stocks, she has figured it out. She saw that the stocks have gone up and has said, well, maybe I'll take some profits. And depending on your tax bracket, you could be looking at a 0%. That's right, a 0% capital gain, 15% or 20%. And when you think about it, that's a lot better than, let's say you're a higher taxpayer and now all of a sudden those rates change to ordinary income. That could become a serious amount of tax if and when you execute that later on. So what can you do right now? Well, it might be time for you to sell, again, the stock that I mentioned, maybe a business, maybe a real estate portfolio that you've been sitting on, at least for a year or more, especially if you were going to sell it soon anyways. Because if you're worried about higher capital gain taxes in the future, then you can realize these right now as rates remain at all-time favorable levels. I really hope this was helpful. Listen, the government is spending your money, and if you're tired of it and you know that higher taxes are on the horizon, because right now that is the law, hoping to pay for trillions and trillions of dollars of all the spending that's going on, do you know how you can be impacted? Well, I think most people are waiting all the tax laws to see what's going to happen. It's going to be too late at that point. Don't get caught in the crosshairs. Lucky for you, there are a few investments out there right now that have tax-favored treatment with potentially good returns, but you need to speak with someone who knows about these and is on top of the latest opportunities. Listen, you can't get a second opinion from the guy who gave you the first opinion. On our staff, we have CPAs, attorneys, certified financial planners, all acting as fiduciaries under one roof who help you look at these things each and every day with our sophisticated planning software. Find out what you're missing out by calling this number right now. To get a complimentary review, call 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call to find out what you're missing out on and these latest tax-saving strategies, 866-776-8328. Again, protect your money. It's your money. Protect it from the government. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, the death tax will most likely be changing in a major way. How can you keep more with your family and give less to the government or to that deadbeat son-in-law? Find out when I come back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. And this week we're talking about taxes, because as the government is spending your money, there is something you can do about it. We do know higher taxes are on the horizon, and they're out there because they're hoping to pay back all this debt and all the spending with all the entitlement benefits that are out there. And if you don't know how you could be impacted, well, it's time to find out more about it. So this morning we've been talking about taxes and how you can take advantage of these historically low rates. And at the top of the last break, I was talking about the estate tax and some things that you can do right now, because these are historic numbers that will not be around forever. Currently, it's $12.92 million. Some people say, well, that's just a lot of money and I can't even think about that number. That's fine. But what about this? If you have a trust or a will, or you're planning on leaving property or assets to your children, what about their significant other? Do you happen to have a son-in-law who's a couch surfer? Well, kidding aside, do you want his potential new wife to end up with your property and not your daughter or grandkids? Probably not. Most people I talk to say absolutely not. So if you're trying to keep your money in your family and not lose it to, say, a death or divorce, well, then you need to consider the following. You may have heard this show back then. Remember the Dynasty show with all the folks there in Dallas? Well, there's something called a Dynasty Trust. Now, as you know, I am an attorney, so I am qualified to speak about these kind of things. And if you haven't ever looked at a Dynasty Trust, then this could be used to protect a major chunk of your lifetime gift and that 12.92 or anything up to that amount estate tax exemption right now while the law permits it. You could establish a trust, and it's a great way to provide for multiple future generations and protect that assets from lawyers, lawsuits, as long as the state of California law permits this trust to exist, which has been on the books for many, many years. Any future trust asset income and appreciation can also be transferred between your grandchildren and their great-grandchildren without estate or gift taxes. So you have a large rental or real estate portfolio that you want to transfer. This is a great way to do it now by setting up a Dynasty Trust. Another type of trust you might consider is an irrevocable life insurance trust. Write that down, I-L-I-T. You'll need to establish something called a ILIT, and then you buy a life insurance policy on your life or your spouse's or both of your lives that's owned by the ILIT, and you use this to transfer wealth outside of your taxable estate. Another benefit is the death benefit that's paid out to your beneficiaries is income tax-free. And if you do it correctly, it can also be estate tax-free on top of that. But be really careful with this. I see many planners who are not attorneys make mistakes with this all the time. And then that pulls it back into your estate, which basically frustrates the entire plan. So be really careful about that. Now, I know retirement is full of complicated choices. When to claim your Social Security, how to keep your taxes low each and every year, how to leave everything you have worked so hard for to your kids, to your grandkids, without hassle and without pain and anxiety. How do you make this last? How do you do this? Well, you need to find out if your current plan solves these types of problems. And if you aren't talking to people who are sophisticated in this area, who practice in this area, and who can illustrate things for you in writing, then you're probably not covering these bases, and therefore you are exposed. So if you want to find the holes in your plan right now, you can use my on-track retirement review process. This is complimentary to find out if you are exposed. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, the number to protect you and your family. It's super easy, 866-PROTECT. Call Adrian and Cam. They're sitting there right now ready to talk to you and get going on this complimentary on-track retirement review, 866-776-8328. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers there doing the heavy lifting, Adrian and Cam, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show with David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend and go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.